You're listening to SBS News.
Alexander Goods has been showing pictures of his bruised and beaten body. This, he says, is what the Russian authorities did to him when they took over his village in the Ukrainian region of Kherson, which has been occupied by Russian forces since the early days of the war.
They put the bag on my head. The beating began. The Russians began to threaten that I would not have kidneys. I didn't take off my watch. They started smashing it, trampling my feet. When I was severely beaten on this side, I lost consciousness.
As a young man, Mr. Goose was a conscript in the Ukrainian army. But now, as a local businessman, he's publicly known to be against the Russian forces. He's one of several people who say they've been subjected to kidnap and torture inside the Russian-occupied region of Kherson. Another is Ole Baturin, who was a local journalist.
They kicked me and hit me with the butt of a machine gun. Later, when I went to the doctor, I learned that they had broken four ribs. I heard them torturing other prisoners. I think that was even worse for me than the physical beatings, because psychologically, it was very difficult to survive.
Because the area is under Russian control, it's difficult to corroborate these accounts, so investigators are reliant on first-hand testimony like this one.
I saw gunshot wounds, consequences of rape, burns, fractures, injuries of internal organs, craniocerebral injuries when a person is brought in an unconscious state.
This doctor in a hospital in Kherson spoke in condition of anonymity. He says he's treated multiple patients with signs of torture on their bodies.
I saw burn marks on genitals and burns from an iron on a patient's back and stomach. A patient told me that a wire was connected to a car battery. Two bare wires were attached to his groin and his feet were on a wet rag.
The people targeted are often either former military and their families, attended pro-Ukrainian rallies, or were simply random.
These are potential war crimes. We're looking at instances of a warring party, in this case the Russian army, perpetrating serious violations of the laws of war against the civilian population. Incidents like targeting and killing of civilians, torture of civilians, even if they're capturing and executing members or former members of the Ukrainian armed forces, that would also constitute a potential war crime. And these incidents need to be investigated.
Belkis Wiley is investigating what's going on in Kherson for Human Rights Watch.
These are potential war crimes. We're looking at instances of a warring party, in this case, the Russian army, perpetrating serious violations of the laws of war against the civilian population. Incidents like targeting and killing of civilians, torture of civilians, even if they're capturing and executing members or former members of the Ukrainian armed forces, that would also constitute a potential war crime. And these incidents need to be investigated.
The UN is also investigating what's happening in Kherson, and they say they've been hearing similar testimonies. The Russian authorities haven't responded to requests for comment, but have previously called other allegations of war crimes staged. But as more testimonies are gathered, many paint a picture of fear, intimidation, violence, and repression of life under Russian control. That story by the BBC's Caroline Davis. For SBS, I'm Alan Lee.